It's been my honor to meet with Vice President of Iraq again. I had the pleasure of meeting the Vice President in Baghdad. It was there that I invited him to come to Washington, D.C., and I did so because I understand his importance to the future of Iraq. The Vice President has suffered unspeakable violence in his family. He's lost loved ones to violent action, and yet, in spite of his grief and in spite of the pain in his heart, he is willing to work for a united Iraq and a peaceful Iraq, an Iraq that can govern itself and sustain itself and defend itself, a free Iraq that will be an ally in the war against extremists and radicals. And Mr. Vice President, I respect your courage and I respect your advice. I spent time with the Vice President today talking about the conditions in Iraq and what the United States can do to help this Iraqi government succeed. He brought me up to date on the terrible violence that has taken place in some of the neighborhoods in Baghdad. He spoke eloquently about the suffering that innocent families have gone through, and my heart goes out to those, Mr. Vice President, who have suffered at the hands of extremists and killers. Our objective is to help the Iraqi government deal with the extremists and killers and support the vast majority of Iraqis who are reasonable people who want peace. And so, Mr. Vice President, my message to you today and to the Iraqi people is we want to help you. We want to help your government be effective. We want your help, your government live up to its words and ideals. And I thank you for being a leader of one aspect of Iraqi society. You're the leaders of many Sunnis, and you're committed to a government that is Shia, Sunni, Kurdish, and everybody else in your country, every other group in your country, that will help us yield peace. And I welcome you, I thank you, and I praise your courage.
I would like to express my sincere thanks to Mr. President for his invitation, first of all, and to when he expedited my visit to the state, which left a really positive message to the Iraqi people that the American administration, while they are revising the strategy, they are looking for a balanced and fair analysis from diversified leaders in Iraq. So this visit, coming after the visit of Mr. Al-Hakim, I would like also to express my appreciations to the unique and unforgettable commitment of the President when he said and continues saying that we are committed to the success in Iraq. And I share his views and aspiration that there is no way but success in Iraq. We have no other option in Iraq but to achieve that success. And with the cooperation with our friends, the Mr. President and the American administration, we will join forces to achieve that success in the foreseeable future. There is a chance, and I can assure you there is a great and real chance to get out of this present dilemma. It is a hard time that the Iraq is passing time being, but there is a light in the corridor. There is a chance, but we need a goodwill and a strong determination, the same strong determination that the Mr. President had. There will be a chance for the country and for Iraq to succeed. During my discussion and dialogue with the Mr. President, I had really a frank and positive dialogue and conversation. We tackled key issues, and hopefully at the end of the day, I would like to see my comments and observations welcomed, because at the end of the day, what I say to Mr. President is achieving, or could be seen as a genuine and ingredient part in the way of achieving this success. I thank Mr. President again for the time given to myself and to my colleagues, and I leave United States with a great hope that we do have friends in Washington, that they are very much interested, in fact, to help us in this very difficult times and to achieve the unforgettable, the long-awaited success. Whatever the sacrifices, my family and the country, at the end of the day, we have no other option but to maintain this momentum and to struggle until we meet that success, inshallah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.